Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk about a very serious subject, that is cystic fibrosis. To do that, we have with us Rita Flynn.
She is a grandmother to Tanner Young. His mother can't be with us today, Christina, but we do have Rita to share about what Tanner has experienced. They received the tickets to the Tennessee Aquarium when I first gave those out earlier in the year, so I'm excited about them being able to go to the aquarium and Tanner being able to enjoy that. But today we're going to talk about, as I said, this very serious subject of cystic fibrosis and Tanner's life. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Rita Flynn.
Thank you, Mark.
So glad to have you. And I know that you are an advocate, an ambassador for Tanner. I have gone through your Facebook. That's how I connected with you after you won the tickets, was to go through and see Tanner's life. You are all about sharing what Tanner is going through and experiencing.
Absolutely. Tanner is our little hero in our family.
Tell us about his earliest days that you can recollect when they first found that there was an issue with Tanner.
Tanner was 3 weeks old when the family got the diagnosis. He was 3 days when they found it. But after genetic testing and the positive sweat test that came back, saying that he had the double mutation of the Delta 504, it came back that at 3 weeks of age, and 3 weeks from that, from 3 weeks to today, he's still currently doing 2 breathing treatments a day, pity pats to now we have the shaky vest. He takes up to 40 enzymes a day. Anytime he gets ready to put anything in his mouth, he has to take a pill.
Rita, can you go back to maybe when you and Christina had a conversation, even before maybe a medical diagnosis happened, where maybe she said, Mom, there's something that's going on here, and there was some concern about Tanner at that time?
So when we first, so go all the way back. Let's go back to Trevor, to Tanner's big brother, Trevor. That's when we found out Christina was a carrier. We had no idea that Christina was a carrier, because when I had Christina, they didn't test for that. So I had no idea if myself or her dad was a carrier. We had no idea. And then, so when Christina found out she was a carrier, she then had to have her husband tested, and he too was a carrier. And so having Mitch being a carrier and Christina being a carrier, the chances that our other grandson, Trevor, was a 1 in 4 chance. So at that point, Christina was given an option of different things that could happen. And Christina's thought was, if my son is going to have cystic fibrosis, he's going to have cystic fibrosis, and we're going to love him and provide him with the best life. Trevor was then born, and when Trevor was born, they tested him immediately. Trevor is not even a carrier. So he got that 1 in 4 of not even being a carrier. So the kids had decided that they most likely would never have children again because they didn't want to risk. And then Tanner shows up, and we have the chance of Tanner having cystic fibrosis. And it was the talks between Christina and I is, it doesn't matter. If God entrusts this child to you, then we're going to do everything that we can. He may be the way through a cure. So we're going to love him. We're going to support him. We're going to encourage him. And we're going to fight for him. And so that's what we're doing today. We're fighting for not only Tanner having many more tomorrows, but we're fighting for all of the children yet to be born, to have many more tomorrows.
Absolutely. And what were some of the physical observations that were made that indicated before any testing was done that there was an issue with Tanner?
So Tanner really didn't have the breathing. His breathing was more shallow. He had more junk in his lungs than most. And then it's just the scores that he received, like some blood tests that came back. Those were our indications. We did not know. There's no physical signs. If you look at a child, you don't know they have cystic fibrosis. There is no visual things that would identify them as being like any other child. It's all internal. So everything that's going on with Tanner is He has thick, sticky mucus that sticks to the inside of his lungs. He doesn't hold on to protein, so he has a harder time gaining weight. And so now we just have to implement different things. We put now Carnation drink mix into his whole milk, or they use heavy whipping cream for his mashed potatoes, different things to add calories, to add more fat to him, lots of protein. And with that, if he wants a snack, Tanner knows he has to take his enzymes. That way he can hold on to some of that fat and the protein to stay on his little body, because he has a hard time absorbing all of that, which then moves into having weaker bones. His pancreas doesn't work, so this is what the enzymes do. He has a fatty liver. He struggles when cold season. If you have a simple cold, that bacteria that you're carrying can be deadly to Tanner. So we have to be extremely careful in making sure that we stay healthy, or if we're sick, we just don't get a scene. We can't risk him.
Prior to the first grandson being born and then finding out that both your daughter and son-in-law were carriers, how much did you know about cystic fibrosis yourself?
Absolutely nothing.
And how did you start educating yourself?
Just research, talking to the doctors, going to the clinic visits with my daughter, the genetic doctors, talking with the genetic doctors of, you know, the odds of a child having this. And the odds of two carriers getting together is now so much more common than you even realize, because we're in the generation now that those children are having children that the testing wasn't done. Before, cystic fibrosis has always been around. It was just claimed to be Sid's death. Well, now they know that that was probably most likely cystic fibrosis that did this. So now we move forward with technology, and we're learning of different modulators that are out there that will help suppress some of this stuff, and that they're actually being able to live longer. There's people living into their 40s that my daughter is aware of, that she's in contact with just in a support group. I don't know those people. However, she belongs to those groups that she's in. But as far as my knowledge, it's just being plugged in, seeking the information. More than 40,000 people in the United States have cystic fibrosis. And that's increased over the past decade. And due to the new modulators, people are living longer. So basically that breaks down 1 in 31 Americans are carriers of cystic fibrosis, 1 in 31. And there's roughly 1,000 new cases every year. And it affects every ethnic group. It's not just prone to Caucasians or Hispanic. It's every ethnic group. There is no cure.
When you think about Tanner, Rita, and you think about the positive aspects of his character, what are the things that stand out to you as a grandmother about Tanner and his life?
Oh my, there's just so much. Tanner is vibrant. He's our little warrior. He is energetic. He is fun loving. He is just he's the missing piece to our family. There's no other way around it. Tanner is the missing link that completes our family. He's a lover. He's a giver. He doesn't want anyone to hurt. He asked for the 100 days of school. They asked if you could have anything in 100, what would it be? Tanner thought he wanted a cure for cystic fibrosis, but he wants 100 cures, because he doesn't want to be the only person to have a cure. He wants to share it with at least 100 other people. So we sat down and explained what a cure was. And so 100 cures is what he wanted. That tells you the type of person Tanner is. He's just a genuinely special gift from God, little boy that just completes us.
That's wonderful. Right now, folks, we're talking to Rita Flynn. She's a grandmother to Tanner Young.
His mom, Christina, can't be with us today, but we're glad to have Rita on the line with us to share about their cystic fibrosis journey with Tanner. And when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. We're going to talk some more about Tanner and Christina and Rita. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm so glad that you can be with us today as we focus on a specific subject, and that is cystic fibrosis. And more specifically, we have a young guy named Tanner, and his grandmother's on the line with us right now, Rita Flynn, as she's been sharing about Tanner and their experience with cystic fibrosis. They are ambassadors and advocates for Tanner and the cystic fibrosis community. Welcome back to the show, Rita.
Thank you, Mark.
So let's talk about Christina as a caregiver. This is your daughter. You raised her with certain values, and here she has a son that she takes care of and helps with his cystic fibrosis journey. Let's talk about Christina and her role as a caregiver. Your thoughts on her?
Simply amazing. I have no idea how this child does what she does. She lives and breathes for her boys, but for Tanner, it's constant. It's a 24-hour-a-day worry. It's a worry that this little girl carries, and I call her little girl because she's my little girl, and she'll always be my little girl.
Exactly,
no matter what.
Yes.
But this little girl struggles to even leave his bedside at night because she has the fear that he'll stop breathing during the night. She lays out a cot next to his bed every single night since that child has been born, and that's where she lays. She has a pallet on a floor next to Tanner so that she makes sure that if he makes any strange noise, she's there to respond. I don't know how she does it, but she does. She's amazing. She's a, not only an amazing mother, she's a beautiful person. She is simply amazing.
What are some of the organizations that you have found along with Christina that you feel like are great efforts that are working toward a cure for cystic fibrosis or simply supporting someone they love that has cystic fibrosis?
The Children's Hospital of Birmingham has been a huge help to Christina and the family. Dr. Hoover, which is Tanner's pulmonologist at Children's, is hands down, our opinion, the best. That he takes the time. They don't rush in. They take the time. They go through anything that Christina has concerns of, things that they ask Tanner how he feels, what he wants. They involve everyone in the family. They are our biggest supporters, encouragers. If there's something in the middle of the night Christina doesn't understand, she has a number that she calls, and they're right there on the line helping her through this. Medications. The Cystic Fibrosis Foundation has been fantastic in helping fund Tanner's medication. Tanner's medication alone is $40,000 a month that they have paid for. The foundation does this. This is why we fundraise. We fundraise so that we know that they're working on a cure, but they're also helping those families that need help paying for this medical care. This is not government funded. The government does not do any testing, any research for this. This is all research by fundraising.
I know that there are others out there listening right now who may be impacted by cystic fibrosis. And what I hope from this conversation is that it's encouraging to others to hear about Christina, to hear about you and your position when Tanner was born and learning that he had cystic fibrosis and moving forward with that so that Tanner can have as normal a life as possible.
Absolutely.
It seems like I recall when I was searching through my Facebook, Tanner had come up with some money and wanted to donate. Let's share that story with listeners today.
Tanner pulls my heartstrings. Here's my daughter. Hold on one moment. Christina just arrived. I need you to share the story about when Tanner had money and what he wanted to do with that money.
Welcome to the show, Christina.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Christina?
I'm okay. Thank you for asking.
Absolutely. Been having a great conversation with your mom. And you can jump in and share this story about Tanner and this money that he wanted to donate.
So he knew that we were fundraising for the CF Foundation. Every year we have to start over and set a new goal. And he came to me kind of out of nowhere once he realized we were doing it. And he wanted to make sure that we donated everything that was in his wallet. And so he was like, Mom, can we sit down? Can we see what I've got? And I was just, my heart was melting. You know, I was trying to hold it together. And so we sat down and he had $36 that he decided he wanted to give to the CF Foundation for kids like him and those living with CF. He didn't want toys. He didn't want candy. He wanted a cure.
Your mom has already described the giving heart that Tanner has. Where do you believe that comes from, Christina?
I do try to teach him to be a good human, but I think it's just a lot of his struggles. His struggles have taught him that if he struggles, so do other people. And so he doesn't want to see them struggling. And if he can help, then of course that's what he wants to do.
I know that raising Tanner is a labor of love as you face what cystic fibrosis has to offer him as a young person. For those listening who may have challenges with children who have diseases, rare diseases, things that are affecting them in this way, how do you hold up to be able to do the things you do to be that 24/7 caregiver for Tanner? As far as maybe taking breaks or getting some rest, finding a way to recoup yourself?
That's actually a really good question. It's really hard. I don't get a lot of breaks. I don't get a lot of rest. I'm attached at his hip other than if he's at school. recently I reached out to a counselor at his clinic, and I've been trying to like chat with her. She's been encouraging me to do like self-care, even if that's like 10 minutes to do like a facial moisturizing routine or to find something that I used to enjoy before I had kids, whether it's walking, pottery, reading. So I'm still trying to figure out that balance. It's not easy.
And why did that counselor say this is important for you when it comes to self-care? I just want listeners to hear it from your mouth. Why is that important?
She has repeated, you can't pour from an empty cup. And I'm like, girl, but I am. I don't know how us moms find the strength like we do, but we do.
Absolutely. And I do hope that you find those opportunities to get some self-care, to be able to continue to be 100% for Tanner in his corner. I know I shared with Rita that I saw her Facebook and all the many posts that she makes to encourage people to help Tanner on his journey, to address cystic fibrosis, to bring awareness to this subject. I called you both advocates and ambassadors for cystic fibrosis and Tanner.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't ever want him to feel alone, and we don't want anyone else who's going through this fight to feel alone either. You know, I know there's lots of other diseases and that mom or that child might feel alone. And if sharing our story can encourage them to share theirs, then we're doing what God wanted us to do.
Absolutely. Christina, I appreciate you jumping in and joining us for just a few minutes here to share your perspective as a mom to Tanner. And if you would, let me talk to Rita as we close out the show, okay?
Absolutely. Here she is. Thank you,
Christina. As we close out, Rita, how do you want listeners to support Tanner on his cystic fibrosis journey?
We would love for them to join Team Tanner. There is a walk that's upcoming in Huntsville, Alabama at Butler Green Campus on Saturday, May 17th. And we would love to see support out there. 10 a.m., come find Team Tanner tent. We'll have shirts available for sale for $15. They can also donate on Tanner's link. They can search Great Strides Huntsville and type in Team Tanner, and Tanner's going to pop up. They're going to see Tanner's little picture, and they can donate from there. They can come out to a benefit yard sale that we're having in Hartsell, Alabama on April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. It'll be plastered everywhere. We're having a huge benefit sale with people that have donated through the community. On Thursday night, March 6th, from 5 to 8 in Hartsell, Zaxby's is doing a benefit for cystic fibrosis and Team Tanner from 5 to 8. You just have to mention that you're there to support Tanner. And then when you say you're here there to support Tanner, all proceeds that they make, they're going to donate 10% back to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. That's all we need. We need a community involvement. We just need you to, our friends and family and loved ones to help fight for Tanner, help fight for other children to have more tomorrows.
In a quick search, I found Huntsville Great Strides, and that fundraiser page is fundraise.cff.org, and then you can search for Team Tanner. You can register. You can also find out the date of the event, which is May 17th, check in 9 o'clock, start walk at 10 o'clock. It's a 1 mile at Butler Green at campus 805, 2620 Clinton Avenue, West Huntsville. And the event coordinator is Alabama Birmingham Chapter. That's alabama@cff.org. You can also call 205-870-8565, and you can contact the chapter through that website as well. And Rita Flynn, thank you again for joining me here on the show. Thank you for bringing Christina into the conversation. And anything I could do to try to help Tanner, we will do it to the best of our ability.
Thank you so much.
And Team Tanner currently is sitting at $1,393.
That is correct. Let's get that to $10,000.
Excellent. Have a great day, Rita.
You also. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. See you. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the world, and follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also you can subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via podcast platforms. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my